Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, Anne Smithers joins us now. Tastes of Burgundy. I love Burgundy, the colour, but how about going on a tour and visiting all these wonderful places and experimenting with all this wonderful food?
Hi, Annie.
G'day, how are you?
Now, I've actually been to Kennerton, where you're from and where your restaurant is, but I have to be really honest, I didn't go to your restaurant.
That's all right.
But all I hear was good things. And we went to the pub there. What's it called? The Royal?
The Royal George Hotel, yes.
That's right. It was a couple of years ago. And I actually don't think you were open because yours was the one we were gunning for. And they all said, oh, you should, you know, if you've got time, you really need to come back and go to Annie's. So everyone kept talking it up. So anyway, we never made
They're very kind, aren't they?
It's beautiful down there, though. You live in a gorgeous part of the world, don't you?
Kind of a very lovely part of the world. It's a beautiful, beautiful place to be, Central Victoria.
And how far is it out of Melbourne, just for our listeners who don't live in Melbourne?
It's about, outside of peak hour traffic, it's an hour out of Melbourne.
So you now, this is, I think, going to be your third year that you take a whole bunch of people to Burgundy. You don't take them to Kennerton, you take them to Burgundy. How did it all start?
Well, it's not me that actually takes them. It's a woman called Gillian Francis. Mm-hmm. And she's organised these tours for the last 3 years. And I was one of the inaugural chefs that went with her in the first year, and then she did one last, or this year, and then she's asked me back again for next year, and I didn't take long to say yes, please.
Now, you take them to the local markets, and I guess you learn all the tricks, and, you know, there are in and around buying the produce, and then different, you know, you go into different gardens and stuff, and then I guess at some stage, do you cook it all? Is that right? It's a cooking school?
Well, the format of the week is that there's three intensive hands-on days where we get up first thing in the morning, we go to three different markets, then we sort of peruse the produce, we decide what we're going to cook, and then buy all our stuff, go out for lunch, mm-hmm. then we hurtle back to the chateau that we're staying at. They all go and have a nana-nap while I run around and write
out the real work
and get themselves organised.
Yeah.
And then we cook all afternoon and then present dinner to each other across the course of the night. And the rest, the other 4 days are taken up with restaurants, tastings, you know, sightseeing, all of that sort of stuff. And it's a really, really beautiful, intensive way to experience Burgundy.
Do you rely on any of the local chefs?
Not really. It's a real, one of the interesting things, you know, for Gillian to take an Australian chef across there with Australian people is that you get to share the wonderment of sort of differences between the produce of here and there. And there's sort of things that sort of, you know, the things that set out or stand out for me are particularly the dairy produce.
Mm.
So, you know, I've been making pastry and custards and things for a long, long time now. But there's nothing like French butter to make you want to roll out all of your pastry and bread making and croissant making skills. So it's an interesting cross-section.
It's a great way to experience the food and the culture, isn't it?
It is. Do you all end up remaining friends?
Well, our group has a get-together every year. So we've actually got lunch
oh, that's
on Monday
good.
Week.
Oh, good on you. That's fantastic.
But we also travel with we stay with a young man called Alex, who is Gillian's young man that she's met over there, who's incredibly knowledgeable about Burgundian wines. So what he does is we taste, I think, between 40 and 60 Burgundies from Village all the way through to Grand Cru.
Mm.
And he actually teaches us about every single one of those wines and its nuances and why it's different and why that year was special and who the winemaker was. And it's a really, it's quite interesting for me as a chef to actually get that extraordinary exposure to you know, the wine side of Burgundy, which is, you know, as phenomenal as it's food.
Yeah.
So May next year is when it's all happening. So the Taste of Burgundy, it's 3 weeks there, cooking schools, gourmet, travelling, culture. It sounds fantastic.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.